now kind of reassigning what you would call intelligence. We're just calling it remembrance, but without all the facts and figures. And it's available to you anytime, so you don't go sticking your hand in the fire. But the new guiding influence in your life is not intelligence, not the I am God intelligence or anything like that. It's simply you in the moment, your awareness. You're going to find that you don't even have to think through things anymore. And it's going to be really frightening because you like thinking through things, pondering things. You like putting a logic to things. And where we go next is in the human, you still have the remembrances, but not stored within you. You won't have all the detail and the weight of all that. But yet, something amazing happens, and things are just there. And you have assigned that to either energy, which has no intelligence, or the I am, which has no intelligence. Suddenly you start realizing you're living in this divine grace state of being. The mind is going to rebel. It is going to scream. It is going to, right now, as it's doing for so many of you, spinning things around and you're getting a little blurry and you're just trying to think through this right now. Well, all of you, you're trying to think through this. Stop for a moment and let's just allow it. Let's have the lights down, some music on, and let's do our mirab. Take a good deep breath. Yeah. Oh, I know right now the mind is just jumping here and there. But the important thing is that there is a part of you that really understands, but not logically, not linearly. There's a part of you that's like, ah, I knew it all along, but I don't know how I knew it. Let's take a good deep breath and we're moving so fast. We're moving backwards so quickly, meaning from the future, bringing it into the now. Indeed, intelligence is what's not actually real. It's kind of like power, some of those other things. It's not really real, but enough humans play the game, and well, then it becomes kind of real. I ask you right now to feel into the I am, not the source of all things, because there is none. It's hard for the mind to grasp, but there you were never created. You were never coughed out of spirit's womb as a soul being. You always have been. That makes no sense to the mind, to intelligence, but actually it is so liberating. Because if you were never created, you could never be uncreated. The I am, it has no intelligence to it. Feel into that for a moment. Your I am, it is just pure awareness. Energy, which is the passion of the I am. I like to say it's just super passionated consciousness. It has no intelligence. This is absolutely liberating. For intelligence is one of the things that's gotten many of you in trouble, having too much of it and getting too logical, getting out of touch with your true nature, or never having enough of it, feeling that you were stupid, that others were smarter, feeling that you somehow missed out. So in our journey now, we really transcend this whole intelligence issue. put it over in the side. In other words, memories, but not things that are guiding your life. Not things that are telling you what to do. They're the intelligence, which is just the memories. They come back to serve you. Not to tell you what to do. You know how when you have a memory, don't do this. Memory says, don't do that. Sometimes the memory has the voice of a parent or a teacher or a minister. Don't do this, don't do that. It changes now. And instead of those memories being the ones that tell you what to do, the memories of everything, the intelligence, as it were, comes back to serve you. In the coming months or so, you're going to stop hearing those old voices. They were just memories that you held on to make your journey on this planet in the human form a little bit easier, a little safer. But now that's going away. You don't need it anymore. There is no intelligence in what you call the universe. There's not. It is not an intelligent universe. It doesn't need intelligence. It doesn't need to store data. You know, when the whole goal is to store data, you know, experiences, memories, and the whole goal is that, you never get beyond. You always stay in that trap of intelligence. Just trying to get more intelligence, but never getting out. Once things are reassigned, once intelligence is put over in the side only to support you, not to tell you what to do, suddenly you have a whole new sense of freedom. And you'll never get intelligence. I mean, we're not going for super intelligence here or divine intelligence or anything like that. Intelligence becomes subordinate, secondary. Feel into the I am right now. Awareness. I exist. Who needs all that intelligence as the guiding force? You realize that it was the intelligence that judged. Intelligence that said you're smart or you're stupid or you're good or you're bad, you're dark or you're light. It was only intelligence that did that. These voices will cease as you come back to your true natural self. A being of awareness. A being who can create. Create entire realities and then go play in them. For the sake of experience only. Really feel into this fact that you're free of intelligence, the need for it. That the universe has no intelligence. It is just the universe as you define it. It's just energy. It's like this big pool of energy. That's all it is. Don't think of the universe as being stars and black holes and solar systems and suns. No. The universe is a pool of energy. Actually, that you never need to tap into again. You never need to tap into that because you are your own energy. There's no need to go collective anymore, going out to the universe and its energy. You are your own energy. And every moment as we sit here right now, as you're feeling into the I am and the passion just of being, you realize that you're bringing forth more of your own energy. It doesn't belong to the collective. It doesn't belong to God or the universe. It's your own. There is no intelligence whatsoever in the I am, in consciousness, in energy. So now what are you going to do, dear human? Wow. Well, it's time to retire the brain. It's time to retire it so it's not sitting as the judge and jury over your life. It's not making you think that the universe or it is handing out energy. That's a thing of the past. It's going to feel very strange letting go of intelligence. But what comes after that is beyond words. So let's just feel it. You know, words come from intelligence. That's why it's so difficult to explain certain things. At a certain point, words are just vocal intelligence. You come to a point like this where you realize you're free of intelligence. You're free of its control, its power over you. Ha! Even energy. You're free of that fact that it has intelligence. Suddenly, there is such a sense of freedom. Mind's going to say, well, what do I replace intelligence with? Super smarts? No, just the I am. And in the I am, there is no power, there's no intelligence. Just the I am. That's it. Let's leave it at that. In this marab, in this shifting of awareness, you might even feel that what you've called intelligence, which is just memories, facts and figures, it's shifting right now. It's no longer the board of directors of your life. And the mind is gonna rebel. It's gonna say, but you know, I have to know mathematical figures. I have to be able to do my job at work and know all this. No, you don't. Not the way you've done it in the past. It's all shifting. Well, it's making way within that body, within that brain. It's making way now simply for awareness. And should you need facts and figures, should you need to remember, should you need data, suddenly just be there. It will not tax your mind when it comes to you. In other words, you're not going to have to think about it. You know how you do sometimes? You're trying to remember something and you get that frown on your face and you think about and you stress in your brain. No. No more of that. Take a deep breath. One simply comes with the I am and the wisdom of the Master. So that's the change that you're going through right now. And the realization that there's no intelligence in I am, in spirit, in the universe, or in energy. Now, this is going to cause a lot of disturbances in your intelligence, a lot. Remember, that garbage truck is going to pull up pretty soon. Maybe you have to have two or three in the first round. Because you're going to be turned upside down. Oh, your mind is going to rebel, and then you're going to go thinking that you're just going crazy and you can't remember shit, and then you're going to stop and realize there is no intelligence in the I am. In energy. This is the life of an embodied master. Let's take a good deep breath. Good deep breath. What a day. You're making shifts so fast here, so extraordinarily fast. We're having a hard time keeping up with it in the Crimson Council. So, just kind of remembering what we've been through today, just so there's no confusion about it. Just so there's no confusion. Stop it. And if you can't remember that, remember seven other words. If you have to, you can write these down. Seven words before I leave that sum everything up. All is well in all of creation. Thank you, dear Shambra. Thank you.